from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Now, this is a very important exhibition that's about to take place. There's a brand new segment here on Evan and Tiki, and usually it's going to be a spur-of-the-moment kind of thing when Sean and Loogie are fighting about something. We call a timeout, and we say, you know what? This is going to be official. This is a part of the Lugash debate series where they will debate. Each will have 1 minute to make their case, and then 2 minutes to yell at each other, and then me and Tiki and some of the audience will decide who won said debate, and we've got a scoreboard back in our studios at WFAN. We have done this one time before. Loogie and Sean had the debate of who's the hottest team in baseball, the New York Yankees or the New York Mets. It was kind of ridiculous when you think about what that topic was.
Yeah, exactly.
Loogie, you still think the Mets are?
I think we moved on from that one. You won that one, and we're on to round two.
That is true. Sean, you did win that one, so it is 1-0. Now, a week ago, Tommy Lugauer, while I was on vacation, made a very strongly opinionated point about Tommy DeVito, in which he insisted that Tommy DeVito should be the starting quarterback for the New York Football Giants. Okay, it's sports talk radio. By the way, there was a loud cheer.
Big round of applause for Tommy DeVito. That's what I heard.
Right.
I heard the same thing. Sean didn't respond by saying, hey, G, Tommy, you're wrong. He responded by saying, this is the worst opinion I've ever seen. Something of that nature.
I believe I called it dog bleep.
A dog bleep opinion.
Right. Yeah.
So I told these two guys, look, hold off, hold fire. Let's have this debate in a formal setting. So I can't think of any better formal setting than Fanatics Fest live in front of people.
All right, show everybody the scoreboard.
So I don't have the scoreboard with me, so I will do it with my hands.
Way to be prepared.
It is 1-0 for Sean, 0 for Loogie.
Actually, there's a half a point for Loogie.
It's complicated, but yes, right. There's a half a point.
It's 1-0 for Sean, 0 for Loogie. The math genius Evan Roberts here.
I'm sorry. I brought a lot of stuff to Fanatics Fest. I didn't bring our scoreboard, but don't worry. I'll update it on Monday. I can promise you that.
Okay. We won't forget.
So okay. There is a rule on who gets to go first in the Lugash debate series, and that is you have to flip a coin or a card. So luckily, we have Evan and Tiki baseball cards. I will allow Tommy Lugauer, who is trailing in this series, to call it in the air. So you'll either call three faces,
okay,
or the WFAN logo, and whatever it ends up on, you get to decide if you want to go first,
Evan,
in this debate.
If he wins.
Evan, there are three heads on one side and nothing on the other. Just call it heads or tails.
Good call. Heads for the faces of Tiki, yeah. Loogie. Wait, there is no Loogie. Why is Loogie not on
so
the
I'm glad you said
oh,
that.
Oh, interesting.
I have my own card here. So I have the Future Stars card, because I am a generational talent, the future. It's Tommy Lugauer, Yusev, who's a great American, and the dummy Carton, who doesn't have a pulse. So,
that's,
I mean, really, I,
good
you know,
card,
I should win
actually.
This one.
That's a great card.
All right, so. I go tails. Tails never fails, so I pick tails.
He's called tails. It is tails. So, Loogie, would you like to go first in the debate series or punt it for Sean?
I am going to defer. Sean, you get it.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, 1 minute is on the clock. Sean gets to make the point that Tommy's point that Tommy DeVito should be the starting quarterback is crap. Go ahead.
Tommy has painted himself as three words. Power of positive. No, power of positivity. Positive Tommy, some might call him. Yet the one athlete in this town, the one athlete on a team you root for that needs your positivity more than ever is Daniel Jones off an ACL injury and a neck injury. Daniel Jones, who carried the Giants to the playoffs 2 years ago and now has his best set of tackles he will have in his career. And you don't even want to give him an opportunity to start week one? What kind of positive fraud are you as a Giant fan? Fraud, fraud, fraud. In Daniel we trust, because in DeVito I trusted and you trusted until the Saint game happened and he walloped our way out of the playoffs. Positive Tommy, You are no more, my friend.
All right. Well, he left seconds on the clock. That only took 44 seconds, so he had some extra time.
Shows how little I need.
Tommy, your retort begins now.
So Tommy DeVito has untapped potential. I believe they benched Brian Daboll. The Giants benched Tommy DeVito last year because they didn't want DeVito mania being a cloud over Daniel Jones's head. Tommy DeVito has things you cannot measure. He has heart. He has toughness. And he has the support of the fans. He's a good fella. He's one of us. He got a standing ovation in a preseason game. The fans want Tommy DeVito. Now, as far as Daniel Jones, we know this. The organization is done with this guy. They tried to trade up. Brian Daboll basically put gas in the car and drove down to Death Valley to get Jaden Daniels up here. They're done with Daniel Jones. And Giant fans, you know this. When is gone from here, he will be a backup. Give DeVito a chance. They paid $5 million for Drew Lock. We should have flushed it down the toilet because that was a waste. Make DeVito the backup. They don't want anything to do with this guy. I stand with Tommy DeVito.
Wow.
All right, 53 seconds. Very nice. This is now the portion of the debate where it's a free-for-all. You can return fire, and you have every right to interrupt them and yell at each other. So, ladies and gentlemen, the floor is now both of yours.
So the basis for your BS argument is that the Giants are done, yet they spent $5 million on Drew Lock, so they didn't have that much faith in Tommy DeVito starting week one, huh, Clown?
Sean, why did they bench DeVito last year? For Tyrod Taylor, who everybody knows what his ceiling is, and don't give me he needs an audition.
Yeah.
You could watch the film. He's got enough film, so everybody knew what Tyrod Taylor was. Why did they pull the plug on DeVito? Because he had one bad half? Because he had one bad game against the Saints? It's bullcrap. They didn't want to deal with what Tommy DeVito had. They had lightning in a bottle.
Well, they clearly didn't want to deal with it now, or they wouldn't have signed Drew Lock.
You know what? I thought you were a man of the people. You're backing a guy from Duke who basically doesn't even shrug his shoulders. At least Eli Manning did that to
let you know he's alive. I'm backing the last quarterback from this franchise to give us a playoff win, and I'm tired of the disrespect for him. And he's never even had a chance with a number one wide receiver like Malik Nabers, with a right tackle like Jermaine Olindor.
Neither is DeVito. And by the way, where is Daniel Jones at? Physically, better question. Where is he at? Mentally, he had to sit there and watch Hard Knocks, where basically the entire organization wanted to get rid of him.
You know where he's at?
Like he's an old man, you want to put him in a home.
You were with me at training camp.
Yeah.
He's throwing dimes. He's back to being
in his underwear with nobody going after him. You can't even get 15 feet from the guy. Why did they bury DeVito? I'll answer that question again. Maybe somebody can help me out here.
I'll close with this. There have been two people this offseason on stage with Zach Bryan. Daniel Jones and your beloved Hawk Tua girl. If Zach Bryan's good enough for Hawk Tua, he's good enough for Daniel Jones.
I stand with the female Loogie Hawk Tua.
If you stand with her,
and I stand with Tommy DeVito. Now let me ask you this. Hold on a second there, pal. When you went to the stadium series, you love to brag about that. By the way, we're sending you a ring for winning that. This is for Islander fans. I have your support. This big mouth basically trashed you guys after 80,000 people had to watch the Rangers beat them. And the Rangers went quietly into the night like they always do. Who was the keynote speaker there? Tommy DeVito! Daniel Jones was nowhere to be found. You know why? Because he's a stiff and he can't get a sentence out.
Yep.
He's boring.
And you know who Tommy DeVito was next to? Saquon Barkley, the king of frauds in that spot. Sorry,
hey,
Tommy.
DeVito's the man, bro. Sorry. He deserves an opportunity.
2 minutes are up.
Sorry, Tommy.
2 minutes
Wow. That was solid.
That was something. So,
congrats.
Good job.
Both.
Round of applause.
Good job, both of you guys.
So this is the portion where me and Tiki deliberate and talk about what we heard. What's your initial reaction?
My initial reaction is that Tommy came really strong with Tommy DeVito.
He did.
He really did. We know that Tommy is beloved by this fan base already. And look, the fans don't matter in the decision.
I get that part.
They don't matter in the decision.
I get that part.
But the Giants are looking for an identity. They are looking for someone to take that mantle that Saquon has vacated by going down the 95 to Philadelphia. They're looking for someone who they can rally behind, who could be an exciting catalyst to success.
I don't like where this is
going. That plays the right way, that believes in everything that he says. I love you, Sean.
Oh, don't do this to me.
Wow.
Loogie wins.
Let's go.
Wow. Loogie wins according to Tiki. Now,
you got that New York Post? Tiki Barber turns his back on Daniel Jones.
He supports Tommy DeVito.
That could very well be headline.
I'm just adjudicating an argument. That's all I'm doing.
And that's what we're trying to do. I thought Tommy did an outstanding job. I'm not saying he's going to win yet. I'm kind of deliberating out loud. He came with a lot of fire. There was a few things I didn't like that occurred. Number one, I didn't like Sean saying, "The last thing is this. You don't end the debate. We do. The clock does." It's almost like you were trying to short circuit what Tommy was saying.
Yeah, you're trying to make us stop listening.
There's a debate strategy, Evan.
Okay, well, hold on. I'm giving you my opinion. Number two, I agree with Sean Morash. I got to tell you, coming in, I think Daniel Jones should be the starting quarterback of the team. Because,
by the way, so do I.
So do you. No. I said that's the advantage that Sean had.
Yes.
That I'm like, I'm kind of on his side. Like, you got more weapons for him now. He's relatively healthy. But you know what Loogie got me on? You know where he started to twist me?
What, for the 40th time, an Italian mob movie reference?
That was good color. I didn't mind that. It's when Tommy made a really good point, which is, you know what I know, what everyone in this audience knows. It is very unlikely Daniel Jones is going to be the quarterback next year for this team. It's unlikely.
Sure.
So what Loogie was saying, and it took him a while to get there, was we already know about Daniel Jones. We don't know about Tommy DeVito.
Exactly.
With that said, it was very, very close. I think Sean ended up winning the argument.
Let's go. That's my very sick.
Now we know what that means.
That means somebody in the audience, we're going to pick one person to come up to a microphone and pick a winner. Now, you had to have heard it. So, who in the audience heard that debate and would like to pick a winner between Sean Morash and Tommy Lugauer? Is there anybody out there that feels like they could, what's the word,
adjudicate
in a fair way? Oh, the guy in the first row was like, we can't hear.
Right, we can't hear. There is a young kid in a Kayvon Thibodeau jersey that shot his hand up.
You want to let him do it?
You want to do it?
Yeah, come up here.
Come up here.
Come up here, kid.
Who can't trust? Oh, wrong kid.
Wrong kid's coming up. You know what? We're going to let him, too. We're going to be fair. Right. We're both going to come up here.
The kid in the Giant jersey has to come up.
We're not rejecting any kid. You come up here with the Jordan. No, it's fine. Jordan sweatshirt guy. Can you give him your microphone, please?
Sure.
Here, I'll give him mine.
Tiki's going to give it? Both of you kids are going to help
adjudicate
what just happened.
I just want to say I love kids across the world. I don't have any. I love them. They're great.
Tommy.
They're not annoying. They're not brats.
Right, let's start off with Jordan sweatshirt kid. What's your name?
Chase.
What's your name?
Chase.
You having a fun time today?
Yeah.
What's your favorite football team?
Jets.
Oh, I like it. I think he's going to give a very honest answer. I like that. You have a favorite Jet player, by the way?
Garrett Wilson or Sauce Gardner.
I mean, you can't go wrong either way.
Exactly.
Yeah, what about Breece Hall? You a big Breece Hall guy?
Oh, yeah, I like Breece
Hall. All right. We had two guys, two Giant fans, they're crazy. Basically arguing Tommy DeVito versus Daniel Jones. Which argument do you think was better? The argument that Tommy DeVito should start or the argument that Daniel Jones should start?
Jones.
You going with Daniel Jones?
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Chase. Good meeting you, my friend.
Good meeting you.
There's Chase, everybody. All right. The next kid is wearing a Kayvon Thibodeau jersey, so I assume you are a Giant fan. What's your name?
Dean.
Dean? And Kayvon's your favorite player?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Tommy Cutlets.
Oh! Oh, boy. So I have a feeling that your answer is Tommy DeVito.
Yeah.
Yeah, you love Tommy, don't you?
Yeah.
He's a great quarterback,
yeah.
Right? All right. Well, thank you very much for deciding. Good luck this season, and we're going to try to make sure that no talk show hosts around here talk disrespectfully about Kayvon Thibodeau. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We got his back. We got that's your back, man.
Yeah. Thibodeau. Nor Kayvon Thibodeau, by the way. Yeah.
What did I say?
Thibodeau again.
Maybe that's
Stop
a cousin.
It. Whatever. Thank you, son. We appreciate that. Call him son. Now I feel like a real old
that's
guy.
He's a good kid, by the way.
So I think they both split.
Yeah, that really helps. Do we have a third person
anybody
that can
else?
Break the tie? How about this guy?
This guy?
He looks well represented.
Oh, he's a Giant fan.
Here.
He's wearing a Super Bowl hat.
Here.
He's got his Eli jersey. You're going to be the ultimate decider, sir.
Right. You know what, the Eli XL 42, right? 42.
Yep. Okay, very nice.
So I'm still a Daniel Jones supporter.
Yes. But this is not about being a Daniel Jones supporter or a Tommy DeVito supporter. It's about who won the argument.
I give it to Morash.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Wow.
I mean... But I do think that Lugauer was very passionate, though. I did appreciate his argument. And I think partially I might be a little biased, though, because I'm still a believer in Daniel Jones. Mm. I still think he can get it done. So, you know.
Yeah, it's fixed.
That's
it
okay.
It was fixed.
It was fixed?
It was fixed.
Listen, thank you, sir. We appreciate it, man.
Right.
Thank you very, very much. I know Sean is very excited, but I do have a confession I have to make.
What's that?
Can I be honest?
What's that?
And can these two animals, Loogie and Morash, promise not to get upset?
Okay.
I'm talking to Tiki in the audience. I kind of think Loogie won the debate, and I just wanted to get the people involved.
No. You're doing the subway race thing at Citi Field at Yankee Stadium.
What the hell is that?
That means, that, you know, at Yankee Stadium, the D train wins on that Friday night game. Make sure the F train wins. You're trying to make this even.
Loogie definitely
I have built
the
two elite.
I'm just telling you actually won the debate.
I'm not trying to make it
just
even. First of all, there's only two debates, okay? We're going to do hundreds of them.
Okay, in October, when he wins the uncrowned champion debate, then he can get his little win on the board. The rules are the rules. It was an, you know what, a third party voted me.
Tommy.
Yeah.
Are you mad at me right now?
No.
You understand. I was just looking out for the people.
So when we first started the Lugash debate series, we said whoever loses has to lose gracefully. Now, we know I have a ton of grace, and the slob to my right has zero. So when he loses, I won't get the same type of respect. But just know with me, you're going to get it. I lost 2-0. That's fine.
Wow.
It's all good.
That's a, you know what,
Lugie?
Good job. I hand it to you.
Right.
Congratulations. Yeah. And here's the good news.
I think he needs another consolation half a point.
You want to give it? So now it's 2-1?
Yeah, 2-1.
Two and a half to one.
Oh,
yeah.
God, you guys are ridiculous.
No. It's 2-0. We have to respect that. But what I will say this to both of you fellows, you guys, I don't know if it's like a secret hatred for each other or if it's just a kind of a competition, but you guys argue like husband and wife all the time. And I don't think the audience even sees the half of it.
True.
So there will be plenty of other opportunities for you two jackasses to debate each other.
You think?
So 2-0 is like starting a baseball season 2-0.
Right.
There's a lot of
It's like a safety in an NFL game.
Yes.
I know that it's not going to
And let's be honest, Sean's a Yankee fan. He knows about blowing 3-0 leads. So next one, you could have that one, and then I'll come back like the Red Sox did. Don't worry.
It was a layup, by the way, to make a New York Rangers joke, and you didn't at 2-0, but that's okay.
Yeah, I want a joke that most of the audience would get.
Yeah. By the way, I hate Lugie so much. Let me be the first and only one on the show to say happy birthday, Lugie.
Oh. My birthday is Monday. I'll be 39. Thank you.
Oh, that's why you're gone.
Birthday's Monday. Why are we wishing him a happy birthday?
Yeah,
now?
Why don't we just ask on Monday?
He's off Monday.
Oh, so you wish him a happy birthday?
Yeah, I just wanted to be the first. I want you guys to feel bad.
Well, oh, you want to play this game of being the first? Watch this. Tiki, I want to be the first to wish you a happy birthday.
Thank you
happy
so
birthday.
Much.
When's your birthday again?
April.
Well, first.
Evan, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Steve Apria, happy birthday.
Well, happy birthday, Lugie.
Not really.
Thank you.
Congratulations to Sean Morash. He's now 2-0 in the Lugash debate series.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is life before tech care. Cracked computers and leaky fridges.
I'm sorry, we just don't cover that.
This is the future of tech care. Thousands of devices are covered, repairs and replacements are always close by. And 1 a.m. problems? Get 1 a.m. support. Finally, you're not just covered, you're taken care of. Get the future of tech care at Asurion.com/techcare.